Wow. Those introductions always blow my mind, Hans. This is incredible. And by the way, I heard that comment. that was really sweet. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm 35, not 34. Anyway, hello, everybody. I'm excited to be on this call with you guys. I'm always looking forward to each Monday night when I get to meet with very powerful entrepreneurs who are hungry and ready and willing to do whatever it takes within moral standards to be able to build an awesome enterprise, a business, a dynasty, something that they can pass on to their families. You know, I just get blown away that God's put me in this position where I get to meet with like-minded entrepreneurs every single week on the phone and coach them into a farther place of success than what they had ever dreamed of doing. And that is honestly my passion. I am passionate about people. I'm passionate about your success. The question I have for you is, are you as passionate about your success as I am about helping you to become successful? That's a question I have for you tonight. Are you as committed to your future as I am committed to your future and helping you get there? There's nothing more that excites me than seeing people succeed. Last weekend I had an awesome opportunity. I was in Las Vegas with Cutting Edge Media, had the opportunity to spend the weekend with the president of that company and also a vice president of the company and a few of the other principals. And they put on a neat event as a one-day kind of a short training. And I know a lot of you that are on the call right now were at that training. And I'm so excited that I got to meet you guys face-to-face. And Hans just sent out two little, you know, messages saying that's what we were going to be, and we filled half the room. The Total House team, you guys, filled half the room, and that was just awesome. I was totally blown away that you all showed up, and so I wanted to thank you. And many of you guys drove from Los Angeles. Many drove from Utah, Arizona, all over the place to come and get an hour of Danny Johnson Live, and I hope they were helped. But anyway, but that is a question I have for you. You know, as I sit in front of people, as I stand before people, as I'm there to serve people and do what I know God's called me to do, and I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about your success. I'm passionate about you breaking through barriers. I'm passionate about you breaking through the things that are hindering your life and hindering your success, hindering your marriage, hindering parenting, hindering the fun that you should have in your life. You know, whatever it is that's hindering you, I want to see you break through that. And I am absolutely 100% committed into coaching you out of whatever it is that is stopping you and coaching you into a life without limits, a life that is filled with exhilaration and excitement, excitement in your marriage, excitement with your children, excitement in your business, excitement in your relationships, in your churches, whatever it is that you would have that two-year-old excitement that you used to have until it was beaten out of you, as it has happened to all of us, and to put you back on track to being what you were born to be, which is excited, which is adventurous, which is focused, which is tenacious, persistent, courageous. We were all born with all those things. Every one of us. And you could be saying to me, Danny, you don't know me. Oh, trust me, I have five children. I've raised five kids. I will tell you, actually raising five kids, and I will tell you that I've yet to see a kid that is any different than the other as far as enthusiasm, tenacity, courage, adventure, all of that stuff. It was born into every one of us. And my hope is to get you back on track, because many people have fallen off track because of life. And my goal is to get you on track and to live life every day with that freedom that you can do, you can be, you can go. Wherever it is that you want to do, be, go, and who you want to do it with. So tonight we're going to answer questions that we've gotten through the email. And it's interesting, a lot of your questions are very similar. Most of you want to know, how do I build it fast? I love that attitude. And you know what? You need to tell your uplines, you're lucky to have me, because they are. They absolutely are. And those of you that are uplines and leaders that are on the call, which every single week we've got people that are making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month that are on the phone, as well as people who are making $20, $30 a month on the phone. And I heard Aaron Raskin was on the introductions. Aaron, hello. I'm so looking forward to meeting you, and those of your team that I know you probably have on the bridge, and the rest of you leaders that do that, Bud Nemeth's team and Karen Murray's team, you guys that are helping us out with the phone lines as far as having your people on a separate line so that we can have other people on the lines. We appreciate that tremendously, and I'm just so looking forward to helping all of you guys 2004 And I hope you know where you're going in 2004. I know where I'm going. I hope you know where you're going. If you haven't decided that yet, then you need to decide tonight. Now, it's the end of the month, guys. There's 7 days left in this month. 7 days. That's it. And we're done. The month is over. The month of May is going to come and it's going to go. And I want to tell you a quick story because this is really funny. My first 6 months you heard that I totally failed. And I failed miserably, and it wasn't because it wasn't working. I was working. I just had no posture. I had no attitude. I had basically the posture of a 19-year-old girl who didn't know what she was doing. And that was my attitude. I don't know what I'm doing. I had lots of excuses. I had tons of them. I had the excuse of I'm a female, and only guys are succeeding in this. I had the excuse that I was uneducated, I wasn't smart, and I knew nothing about business. And then I felt that my prospects would all know that. So I went into every presentation that I did totally crippled because I had these very demeaning thoughts about myself and about my business. I believed that the business was working for other people. I didn't believe it was going to work for me. But I was persistent and tenacious. And many of you have heard that I had a very challenging childhood. My parents were drug addicts. I never saw either one of my parents sober until 3 years ago. My mother gave it up, gave her life to God, and walked away from 32 years of a drug habit. And she's completely clean, sober, and set free and delivered and doing awesome, by the way. And my father, he had to because he messed up and burnt my mom's house down and went to prison. So he kind of had to give him up for a little while. But the reality is I never saw my parents sober. And my dad was very abusive, very, very abusive, verbally, emotionally, mentally, physically, also in other ways. And so the reality was is I didn't have a lot of confidence at all. And so when I got started in the business, I had that that attitude of thinking, you know, this is going to work for somebody else, but it's not going to work for me. I did have this, though, and write this down, because if you ever come in contact with somebody that has a resume showing that they are persistent, that they are tenacious, that they're hungry, and they're survivors, get them in the business. Persist with those people. And what do I mean by a resume? I'm not talking about a physical piece of paper that's a resume. This is why you want to do the things that I've told you to do. This is why you want to just get to know the prospect. This is why, and out of your friends and family members, think right now, who are three people that you know that are tenacious, that are persistent, that are survivors? Who are those three people? Write their names down, and you persist with those people, because that's what John did with me when he got me started. Now, did he see talent ability on me? No. Had none. None. But he saw, he knew we were dating. He knew about my past, and he knew I was a survivor, and he saw determination in me. So if there are people in your warm market, or even people that you just meet, your lukewarm market, that you can see that are determined, that's what John saw in me. Now, I gave John this stupid excuse of, you know, this is really great for you, but this is, like, so not for me. And the reason why I said that is because I had no confidence, okay? Well, people who have no confidence usually try to hide that. And so what he did know is that I was determined. I was passionate about not winding up like my family. I was passionate about not being on welfare. I was passionate about not being a drug addict and being an abusive parent. I was absolutely passionate about those things. In fact, I was angry is what the passion was. I was angry about those things. He used to hold a pillow and I used to punch it. And I was determined. That's what he sought. Determination, passion, persistence, and tenacity. And so do you know anybody that has those character traits? If you do, you persist with them and get them started in the business. Because if they're a survivor, and if there are any of that, get them in, because that's what I had. That's all I had. I had raw character traits like that, but I had no talent, skill, and ability. Now, this business is awesome because we have a playing field that we can learn as much as we want to raise our skill level up. The more skill you have, the more value you bring to the marketplace. And so right now, if your skill level is making you $300 a month, then you know that you know that you know you must, listen to me, you must invest into your skill. You must invest in a training that's going to give you better skill. Do you understand? There's no way to get better skill without, one, investing, two, practicing. Impossible. You must get the education that is necessary and then apply it. That raises your skill level, okay? So how do you know what your skill level is? Look at your check. Some of you, your skill level is $20,000 a month, and it's been there for years, and it's not grown beyond that. Listen, Let me tell you about life. Everything is constantly advancing. Everything is growing. Have you ever seen a tree? By the way, I spent the weekend with Bill Bailey, too. He's like the grandfather to the motivational speaking industry. He's the grandfather to the network marketing industry. Many millionaires have come from his business. In fact, Tony Robbins is a second generation from him. Bill Bailey taught Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn taught Tony Robbins. And, by the way, Les Brown. Bill Bailey taught Les Brown. But he said this, and it was powerful. And this is what he said. He said, have you ever seen a tree that did not grow as tall as it could be? No. Everything continues to grow. Everything grows and grows and grows. And so here's the reality. The reality is that if your skill level, you know your skill level based on your check. If you're making $20,000 a month and you've been making that much for a year, then it's time to get more skill to learn how to raise it to the next level. If you've never been able to get it past $5,000 a month, that's your skill level. Your skill level determines your value in the marketplace, always. So if you're stuck, you've got to invest and then practice what you learn. Okay, so telling you a story, end of the month story. Okay, so I came out of that first seminar, made $4,000 in 8 days, right? Then I got cocky. You guys never hear me say my next month check. You always hear me say my second check. Why? Because my next month, see, that was the end of November that I created all that volume and made that money. And then the month of December, I flopped. Bad. I flopped so bad. I mean, I don't know what the heck happened to me. Maybe write this down. The worst thing about success is a little bit. And I had a little bit of success, and I got cocky. For some reason, I thought, ooh, I got it all together. I know what I'm doing. I don't need any more help. Let me tell you something about what Teachable does. Teachable creates in you, or actually what is created in you that causes you to be teachable is this. And this is so powerful. A hunger, a thirsting, a starvation, an eagerness. That's another thing that you want to look for in people. Eagerness. Look for it. When you find it, grab it, don't let go of it. Eagerness. You see, when we're eager, we're teachable. When we're hungry, we're teachable. And so when I went to that seminar and I came out of that and then boom, I had all this success, that's when I was eager. Man, I was glued to my sponsor. I watched everything he did. I said everything he said. I didn't try to reinvent the wheel because what he did was working. Well, then I got cocky and I thought, I don't need more help from him. I can do it all by myself. And guess what happened? I had a 0 month. I flopped. Completely flopped on my butt. Then it was time to go back to another training seminar. And there was no way that I was going to have this happen to me. And by the way, and this is interesting. This is very, very interesting. That second check, that next month, I made $11,000. I brought 11 people to a seminar in Salt Lake City, Utah. Those 11 people went out and just did tons of volume and made $11,000. Just had a record-breaking month. Did over 50 G's, I think. Okay, are you ready for this? Then, that next month, I don't know why I did this, but I had this total pattern. So I made $11,000, and I'm 20 years old, and I'm like, oh, I got it down, man. I broke my losing streak, right? Then in February, I started to dive again. Oh, my gosh. Totally started going the wrong direction again. Then I went back to another seminar in February. I went to a seminar every single month without fail. I kept myself in that eager place. Okay, but then I come out of that seminar. The seminar is like the 28th, 26th of the month, I think is what it was. So 26th and 27th, you flew home on the 28th. This is February? No. It had to be the day before that. There was one day left. It was the last day of the month when we got home. Yeah, that would be February 28th. Duh. Okay, so watch this. I am having another 0 month. I mean, the whole month, I couldn't sponsor anybody. I talked to hundreds of people. I showed hundreds of people the business opportunity. Hundreds of them. And I just said, and this is so funny, because I had this goal of hitting this certain position. I'm trying to remember. Maybe it was 25,000. Maybe it was 100,000. Maybe it was 50. I remember this. Thank you, Lord. This is so cute. Okay, the month of January was not a $50,000 month. That wasn't. But this February was. Okay, you ready? Check this out. I had this goal to hit this position. In order to hit the position, you had to do $25,000 worth of volume. And I had the goal written down right there on my desk where I could see it every single day. And every day that I looked at it, I just felt like I was going to flop. I had this horrible sinking feeling in my gut that I was never, ever going to be able to do 25,000. This is so cool. I remember this story. I totally forgot about it. There's another story that I will be telling you on top of this one. So I would sit there at my desk. Has this ever happened to you? You're sitting there, and you have this goal written down, and it's totally unrealistic, right? Completely unrealistic. And there it is, and every day that you look at it, it's not motivating you. Well, no, let me take that back. It is motivating you to go back to bed. It is motivating you into a depression, but it's certainly not motivating you to get on the phone to make the goal happen. And that's what happened to me. I mean, I walk into my office, I'm like, okay, I'm psyched up, I'm ready to go. And I get in my office and just totally have this horrible doubt cloud over my head. Horrible oppression cloud over my head. That sinking, heavy feeling. It's almost like a spirit. It was like a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of oppression hanging over me every time I looked at that stupid goal. And I wrote over it so many times. I had one of those desk calendars that, you know, is a big mat that covers your desk. And I wrote it down, and I had it on February 28th was going to be the day that I completed $25,000 worth of volume. I wrote it over and over and over and over and over again. I'm a doodler, by the way. So I would doodle it over and over again. The ink went all the way through December. It went through 10 pages because it was February. It went through 10 pages of the calendar. That's how, like, heavy it was. I hope you're getting the picture. I know some of you are feeling that way right now because some of you have a goal that you want to do a certain amount of volume, or there's a certain bonus that you want to get, and there's 1 week left, and you have, like, fallen short all over the place, and you said, darn it, this is the month I'm going to do this, right? I know some of you on this call have done this, okay? Because if you aim at nothing, you're surely going to hit it, and having a goal is better than not having one at all, because if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it. And so anyway, so here I am sitting here with this goal, and it's totally, like, not happening. So I go to this seminar, and it's an advanced training leadership seminar, and the seminar is so much money, but I made it happen. Okay, so here we go. I come back, I walk into my office, and I look at that thing, and I started to feel that oppression again. And this is what I said. I said, done deal! And I hit my hand on the desk. People came by my office, they're like, what happened? Nothing, get out of here. And I get on the phone, and I start pounding it. And what I did is I would have, after every presentation that I would do, I had every person fill out an application. Not any of them gave me the $20 that was supposed to go with the application. None of them did. So here it is, and this is so rad. Okay, so I had probably, I don't know, a couple hundred of these applications, right, that people filled out but never gave me the money for. They were no's. They never came back for the training the next day because we would do the presentation the next day in the morning. They have to come back for training and watch 2 hours of video training tapes to get them started. Really, all it was to get them more excited about the business opportunity and get them serious. Well, no one came back. They all flaked, man. Every one of them flaked. And they wouldn't return my phone calls. It was so bad. It was so nasty. Okay, so here it is. It's the last stinking day of the month, okay? And I have had a zero month. I have had the spirit of oppression, depression, doubt, all of it, all over me the entire month, and that sinking gut feeling that I'm never going to be able to achieve that goal. Okay, so I come in the office, and I go, no, done deal. And I just did it. And I got on the phone with all the people that basically told me no. They flaked, right? I got on the phone, and this was so much. And this is what I did. I get on the phone and I say, hey, Khalid, this is Danny. He's like, who? And I said, this is Danny Elks. Remember you came and checked out an opportunity with ABC Company, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity, and I wanted to know, how serious are you? Have you been able to find anything yet that offers you this kind of money and this kind of time? And he goes, no. I said, okay, let me tell you what I do for you. I am sitting here with a lot of applications. Okay, I didn't tell him that I didn't have the money for the applications. I just said, I am sitting here with all of my applications of every single person that I saw this month. And this is what I'm doing. I right now am making phone calls. In the next 3 hours, I will decide who is going to be my project for the month. I am looking for one person that I am going to focus my energy on and put the rest of these people inside their Salesforce. Now, listen, some of your comp plans don't allow you to do that, and that's fine. Find another way to use what I'm teaching you. That's all I'm telling you. Find another way to use what I'm teaching you. So just listen carefully, take lots of notes, because this was taught to me in 15 minutes on a whiteboard, fast. And I sat there going, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. Until I was about to have another 0 months, and I just went, enough with this nonsense of oppression. I'm finished with it. Okay, so, anyways, I got on the phone with Colleen. I said, listen, here's the deal. I'm looking for a project for the month. I'm going to take the rest of the people. I'm going to put them underneath this person. I'm going to build a paycheck for this person. And for the rest of this person's business, all these people that I put in your sales force are yours, and you will earn a residual income from those people. Now, he says, oh. And I said, so this is what it's going to take. My project will have started as a director. What was it called? I can't remember. Let's say director. And that's $5,000. That's what it was at that time. None of you guys are in an opportunity where you front load people. If you are, get out now. $5,000 is too much to have somebody get started with. I didn't know that at the time, but that's what it was. So I said, it's going to be $5,000 to get started at this position, and the rest of the people will go there. The first person that steps up to that amount of volume is the person that's going to get the rest of these people. Guess what happened? He said, done deal. Do you take American Express? Yes, we do. So I called the next person. And I said, okay, Joshua and Christina, here's the deal. The deal is that I wanted to ask you, have you found anything, since I talked to you 3 weeks ago, have you found anything that offered you this kind of money in making it in this kind of time? And they said, no. And I said, okay, great. Well, here's the deal. I am sitting here with a large stack of applications right here in front of me. I am calling every person that has come down to take a look at the opportunity, and what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a project for the month. Now, what I've got is I've got Khalid right now who has stepped up to the plate to become a director, which meant that he came in with $5,000. Now, I'm looking for the person that's going to be right there with Khalid. I have not yet decided if Khalid is going to be that first person yet, which I hadn't, and I would tell Khalid, I don't know. I'll know by the end of the month who's going to be the project. So then I talk to Joshua and Christina. I tell them the same thing. I'm looking for a project for the month. The project's going to be on top of an entire Salesforce. That Salesforce will pay you for as long as they are out there making those, getting those customers and bringing in new reps. They are yours forever. But I am making that decision in the next 3 hours. It's the last day of the month. It's the last 3 hours of the month. And the deal is that order has to go in right away. And so are you in or out? And I said, we're in. Great. I call Khalid back. Khalid, listen, I've got something interesting that just happened. Joshua and Christina have just stepped up to the plate, the very same plate that you did. They came in as directors, and here's where I have a problem. This is what I need the two of you to do, and I'll be calling them back also. If you want to be in that very top position, the very, very, no matter what, starting as a director, you have the opportunity to be more at the top of this sales force. There's no question about that. However, here's the deal. If you can bring me two brand new distributors, you can bring me two new reps, by the end of this night, I will match your efforts, and I will bring you two people, okay? So I'll give you two if you bring me two, and that increases your chances of being at that very top director position. Now, I'm going to Joshua and Christina with the very same thing. I'm going to let them know the very same thing. The person who brings me those people first obviously have the first chance at being in that top position as a director. I'm looking for someone that's going to be deadly serious, deadly committed, and absolutely teachable. And so based on what your results are, we'll tell me that, okay? So why don't you give me a call back in a couple hours? Let me know where you're fair. Call Joshua and Christina back. Joshua and Christina, I got to let you know. Here's the deal. Khalid has also stepped up to the plate. He started in as a director. The two of you basically are competing for that very first spot in the deal. What I've told Khalid is that he needs to bring me two people. Now, Joshua and Christina, if you bring me three, that obviously increases the odds for you to be at that very top position in the very top of that organization. And what that means is this, that Joshua, you and Christina would be at the top, and Khalid and his two people would be right underneath you, earning you money right away, in fact, right even tonight. You have an opportunity to make money tonight. So why don't you go ahead, go see what you can do. I need you to bring me two applications minimum. If you want the best shot at being at the top, you might bring me three. Okay, so then I get on the phone, I call another application, I say the same exact thing. Okay, Jill, this is Danny. I just wanted to know, were you able to find an opportunity yet that pays you this kind of money in this short period of time? She says, no, actually I haven't. Listen, I just want to just give you the chance. I don't want to overlook you in any way. I know I haven't talked to you in 3 weeks, and that's okay, but I just want to let you know what has happened. Jill, I'm sitting here right now with a stack of applications of people. Now, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a project for the month, and my project will be at the very top of the sales force. Now, there are some requirements from my project. One is absolute commitment and someone that's deadly serious and very teachable. I'm looking for someone that wants some good hands-on, on-the-job training that I'm going to work side-by-side with. That project also must start as a director, which is that $5,000 position. Now, here's the deal. Right now, I have two other people, Joshua and Khalid, who have stepped up to the plate. Now, depending on what your level of seriousness is, you have an opportunity to be that project, which means, for example, Jill, if you decide to get started here as a director, and let's say you can bring me a few people tonight, this is what I can do. Whoever brings me the most by midnight tonight is going to wind up with everybody else underneath them. Well, right now, Joshua and Christina are out there. I just got off the phone with them. They are looking to bring in three brand new people, and Khalid is looking to bring in two. So whoever brings me the most gets all these people. So, Jill, for example, if you stepped to the plate, became a director, you would wind up, and if you, let's say, brought me four, you brought me four, they bring me three, Khalid brings me two, this is what you wind up with. Not only do you wind up with two directors in your sales force, but you also have five brand new reps on top of them. So you would have five consultants, two directors, that's a total of seven people that would be in your sales force starting right now. So this is what I recommend that you do. If you want to start yourself off as a director, you want to get on the phone, start talking to people right now, that'll determine where you are. Either way, no matter where it is that you start, if you do start as a director, and let's say you can't bring me people, you'll obviously wind up benefiting somehow. We'll see what we can do. In fact, if you start off as a director, maybe I'll talk about being able to match you somehow, you know, giving you somebody. We'll just see. So where do you stand, Jill? Are you in or out? And Jill will say, well, gosh, I don't have 5,000. Okay, well, what do you have? She says, well, I have 3,000. You do? Okay. Here's the deal. If you got 3,000, then what I want you to do is go get me two people. If you come in with two people and 3,000, I'll figure out where I can put you in the plan to where you can have some distributors in your sales force right away. Okay, done deal. I can do the 3,000. So I take down the credit card number. I get the $3,000 order, and what I'm looking to do is find two other people with, you know, 1,000 each to push this girl's volume up to help her become that director. Okay, so then I call the next person. I say, Julie. Julie, here's the deal. I got a stack of applications here. Some of you guys are foaming at the mouth. I can just feel it. This is very exciting. And my husband, if he's listening, I know he is. He's like, this is a good call. Okay, Julie. Here's the deal, Julie. It's the last day of the month. I know I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, and you came down, you took a look at ABC Company, and I just wanted to ask you a question. Have you been able to find anything that offered you this kind of money in a short period of time? She's going to say, no, actually I haven't. Okay, great. Well, I didn't want to overlook you. I just want to give you a heads up on what's going on. Here's the deal. I'm sitting here with a stack of applications of people that that have taken a look at the opportunity. And what I'm looking for in this stack of applications, I'm interviewing for my project right now, which is why I'm calling you. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my project will be on top of this entire sales organization that we are building tonight. So when this person is on the top of this entire sales organization, every single thing that that sales force produces will make the project money for as long as the business, for the duration of their career inside of our company. So here's what I'm looking for in a project is this. I'm looking for a dead serious person, someone who is absolutely committed, and someone who is teachable, willing to work hard side by side me so I can teach and train them on how to be able to make a whole lot of money. So I'm building a paycheck for somebody this month, and I'm looking for who that person is going to be. In order to become a director, you need to start off, in order to be the project, you absolutely would have to start off as a director. What? And she'd say, well, how much does it cost to be a director? It costs $5,000. And so I said, so you would need to start with that now. Need a credit card, or I can take a cashier's check. And right now, let me tell you what I already have. I've just talked to Jill Jimenez and Joshua and Christina Earle and Khalid Yassin. And after talking to these three people, I will tell you this. Joshua and Khalid both have already stepped to the plate. They are already directors. Khalid is working on getting two people by the end of the night. Joshua and Christina are working for three. So what I'm looking for is results. That's how I will make my determination of who the project is going to be. So if you start off as a director and you bring me some people, obviously that increases your odds of being the project. So if you decide to come in as a director, I can go ahead and get you placed somewhere in the organization. If you want to complete the night with getting a couple of just applications, just get me a couple people that I can talk to, then we'll see where it ends from there. So, for example, let's say that, Joshua and Christina bring three, Khalid brings in two, and Jill winds up bringing in two, and let's say you brought me five. Well, this is basically what would happen. You would wind up with those 12 people in your sales force. Jill is working on becoming a director right now. She's more than halfway at that director position right now as we speak. So you would have that total of 13 people in your entire sales force and three directors. It takes most people a year to have that kind of success, and you have the opportunity to walk in with it right now. So are you in or out? And Julie, let's say Julie says, well, I don't have 3,000. I don't have 5,000. What do you have? I have a grand. Okay. Well, obviously, there's only one other way you could become a project, and that's if you went out there and you brought in more people than these other guys did. That's the only way that that would be possible. We won't know that until at midnight, and I'll make my decision, call you back and let you know. Either that or let's go ahead and get you started with 1,000, and what I'll do is I'll see what I can put together to try to help you be somewhere inside that sales force so that you can benefit somehow. And we'll see what we can do. Okay, so then I would go through all the applications. I would give this pitch, okay? And by the way, this took an hour and a half. And this is what happened. This is exactly what happened. I would get a call back from Joshua and Karen and Christina. They brought me somebody. I would get on the phone with that person. I would present the opportunity in 5 to 7 minutes, get them to get started. And this is what I would say. Okay, listen, I would say, hey, let me find another name. Michelle. Okay, so let's say that Joshua and Karen Christina brought me Michelle Rothwell. And so here's the deal. So they bring me her, and I'm on the phone with Michelle and say, let me tell you what's happened. You're in a unique position. Right now it's the end of the month. There's a qualifying month, and there's an effective month. Getting yourself to the director position is the most important thing that you can do. If you want to start as a director tonight, I have two brand new reps that I can put in your sales force right now, which means that you're not even a day old in your business, and you've already got two reps working for you in your business. And that's only if you can step up to the plate and become a director now. I'll give you two people. And guess what happened? Done deal. Okay, so you ready? Then I would call, Julie back, and I say, okay, Julie, this is a deal. If you can come up with another 1,000, I can get you to the director position. Why? Because I'm going to stack volume underneath her to get her up there. Now, look what I have. I have Jill already there. Jill is already there. I'll call Jill back and say, Jill, you're not going to believe it. I did it. You made it. You're a director. She's screaming. Screaming. Jill, I need you to bring me one more person so I can put another person underneath you. Boom. Done deal. Now, those of you that are working binaries or matrix plans, those plans force you to put people underneath people. They force you to do it, okay? Well, many of you, all you're doing is just putting them there. Oh, my gosh. I got a contract, and I'm consulting a large company out of Oklahoma. And they're an international company. And I could not believe my ears. They work a binary, and they just give people to people. I'm like, oh. Listen. Hans and I have worked every kind of plan but a binary, but we've worked a matrix that is very similar to a binary, which means it forces you to go deep, okay? Here's the deal. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay, so I turn that zero oppressing, doubt-filled, jerk month into $35,000 in volume in an hour and a half. Hour and a half with a stack of applications of no's. Of flakes, people that never came back. They were screaming on the phone, giving me credit cards, and yes, I picked a project, and that person wound up on top of an entire sales force that did $35,000 worth of sales. That is 7 directors that came in. So this person wound up with 6 directors in his sales force, and I think we got 30 consultants started. Isn't that insane? From a bad month. You can do it, is what I'm saying. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Okay, so those of you that work in a binary or a matrix, and if what you're doing is you're recruiting and you're just letting those people be placed wherever they're getting placed, don't do that. You can get so much more out of it. And here's how. And Hans and I have done this for years, and it's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you can absolutely quadruple your volume the last couple days of the month if you did this. In fact, if you worked it like this the whole way, we have turned one prospect into 20 distributors. From one prospect, here's how. We would get on the phone, and it works every time. Even if your sales force knows what you're doing, it works. Why? Because it motivates, and here's why. Okay, so let me look for some more names from your email. Some of you guys are on the call. Oh, this is so exciting. You know what? I had absolutely no energy when I got on the phone, and I had no energy on my last call. I don't know why, but I love you guys, and that's what it is. You guys totally pull it out of me. I just love it. Okay, so here's the deal. So I have four more new names here. Okay, so let's say that I get started, and here's what happens. Let's say that I work a matrix or a binary, okay? And let's say that normally she's just going to be placed somewhere. She's going to be given for free to somebody, okay? Blech. This is what Hans and I have done for years. It's so much fun. I can't wait for you guys to email me and tell me that you're doing this because I'm telling you. You heard the stories. I was the number one international producer in several companies, broke sales records wherever I've been, and this is how. Okay, this is the technique that I used the last couple days of the month to make it happen, or throughout the month if you're working a matrix. Okay, so here's the deal. So I've got this brand new person named Michelle that got started. Okay, and let's say that I've got a few workers. Let's say you want to find the workers in your plan, somewhere in your sales force that you know you got people who are working, new people. Now, new, what constitutes new is what they do. It could be an old person that's been around for 5 years, but if they're still actively, in an eager way, recruiting every day, they are considered new. Old, what happens when you become old? The next step, you only have one more step, death. And if your whole sales force is filled with old people, and I'm not talking age, I am talking old, meaning they're not recruiting, they're not building the business is about to die. Are you hearing me? If there is not active new blood being brought in the business, then they're dying. New blood is considered people who are bringing in new people. And that could be someone 5 years old, or that could be someone 2 days old. So let's say that Duncan is one of my people that is, he's motivated, he's out there, he's doing something. And then, I know this is not the person's name. Okay, never mind. Oh, and then Camille, okay? Then here's a Camille. I know this person didn't leave me their name, and I know their name is not Gemini Pub. Okay, so here's how you do this. So let's say that I have Camille and Duncan, and I'll just think of some other names. Okay, so I just got Michelle started, and this is what I'm going to do. I am going to get on the phone, and I'm going to call Duncan and say, dude, this is the deal. Now, you know we work a binary, and I've just brought in a brand new person. This girl is excited, man. She's hungry. She's teachable. She's ready to go to work. She's got a party booked the day after tomorrow, and we're going to go in there. We're going to sell her entire packet. She's going to make money. She's going to be my poster child for this month. So here's the deal. I am looking for somebody that I'm going to strategically place her under. Now, this is what I'm looking for. Duncan, I'm going to be calling Camille. I'm going to be calling Joe. I'm going to be calling Mark. And I'm going to be calling Sarah. And I'm going to let them know because right now Michelle's up for grabs. I haven't decided where I'm going to strategically place her yet, but it's all going to be done by results. So, Duncan, here's the deal. If you bring me two people by Wednesday, I will consider having Michelle be put in your sales force. Okay, now what you want to do is you can do this all through one line, by the way. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you ready? Look. You want to start at the bottom of your sales force, okay? And Michelle's the brand new person, okay? And you've got one leg, all right? You've got one leg that was driven deep. And it looks something like this. From the bottom, there's Sarah. Above Sarah is Mark. Draw this out on a piece of paper. Above Mark is Joe. Above Joe is Duncan. You have to erase the last thing I said. And above Duncan is Steve. All right, here's the deal. So I have Michelle. I've got Michelle started. I have to place her somewhere in that sales organization. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Sarah. I'm going to say, Sarah, here's the deal. I've got a brand new person. She's excited. She's teachable. She's hungry. She's got her party booked in 2 days. She's ready to move her product. She's already talking to people. I am going to be strategically placing her somewhere in my sales force. I haven't made a decision of where it is yet, but let me tell you what. Sarah, if you bring me two people, I will consider putting Michelle underneath you. I will also let you know that I'm also calling Mark. And I will let Mark know that I've got Michelle. And, you know, if whoever brings me the two people first has the chance of getting Michelle. Okay? So let me know. It needs, whoever does it first gets her. Then I call Mark, and guess what I tell Mark? Mark, listen, I got one brand new person who is excited, they're eager, they're ready, they're already talking to people, and I've got another person that's got two people coming in. Now, I don't know where I'm going to place these people as of yet, but this is what I will tell you. I have talked to Sarah, and what I need, whoever can bring me two people will be considered for having Michelle. Whoever does it first gets her. Okay, so I tell this to Mark. Now, Sarah calls me back. She says, Danny, I got one. Great, because I'm going to call Mark. Mark, I need you to bring me one because I got another one. Mark, if you bring me one by Wednesday, I will give you this one. Well, guess what? Sarah's underneath him. Sarah brought it in. Sarah brought the one. So let's say Mark brings me one. Okay? The match is this one that's under Sarah. Sarah is in his sales force. It all has to be, if it's a matrix or a whatever, anyway, it has to be placed that way. By the way, even if you're working a Unilevel or you're working a stair-step breakaway, this works in all those comp plans. I built a stair-step breakaway for years. That's what I cut my teeth on. That's what when I designed my network marketing company, that was the compensation plan. And I will tell you that this is how, well, what I just showed you, you know, with building the fire earlier, how I turned a 0 month into 35,000 in an hour and a half. That was a stair-step breakaway. So it works beautifully this way. Unless you're working a straight Unilevel, then you have some decisions you need to make. Okay, so Mark, I say, Mark, I've got one. I need you to bring me one. If you want it, you got to bring me one. What's Mark going to do? He's going to bring me one. Hans and I did this, and this is so beautiful. We took one person and turned it into 20 by going all the way upline to Joe. Joe, here's the deal. I've got this brand new person. I haven't decided where I'm going to place it in your Salesforce or if I'm going to place it in my B-leg or whatever other Salesforce it is I have. And I'm just looking for some people who are going to take me seriously. Right now, I've got this one. Whoever can bring me two people first is going to get the opportunity to sponsor this person. So then what? Basically, they are working a frenzy. And you use the people that Sarah brought. Now I'm going to use the ones that Mark brought. So Mark, let's say Mark brought me the two. I go to Joe. I said, Joe, here's the deal. I got two. If you want these two, you've got to bring me two. I got two new people that are going into your Salesforce. If you want them, you need to bring me two people. Boom. We had people with no experience, total rookies, getting out there and recruiting left and right. Did they learn how? Uh-uh. They were brand new. Said, listen, bring me two people. I'll give you these two. All of a sudden, all the fear, all the excuses, all the how questions were gone. They were out there just doing it. You want to duplicate fast? Do something like this. Okay. I'm done for now. It's 7:47, at least it is on my clock, and I'm going to open up the floor for questions. Now, listen, we've got an event coming up in Tampa, June 12th and 13th. I cannot wait to go. I cannot wait to meet you guys, and honestly, don't come alone. You need to bring people with you, even if you're checking it out for the first time. I promise you the number one response out of that seminar is people kicking themselves that they didn't have 10 people at that event with them. Or that they didn't have anyone with them. The whole first 4 hours, this is the most common comment. Oh, my gosh, my husband needed to be here. My children needed to be here. Oh, my pastor needed to be here. Or my friend needed to be here. Or my coworkers needed to be here. They are just going through lists of people that they wished they had brought with them. Do not be one of those people that is sitting there kicking yourself in the butt. You want to be one of those people that are saying, I'm so stoked they're here. Why? Because they will come out of that seminar exploding. Absolutely exploding. Every single month that happens, when people bring brand new people, brand new, they haven't even cut their teeth yet in their business, they bring brand new people, those people upgrade immediately. Like if they couldn't afford the wellness, the whatever the pack is, whatever pack it is that you guys sell, whatever the starter kit is or training packet or whatever it is that you guys have, when you have that they all will step up to that higher level. I can guarantee you that right there. They will all step out of their excuses of not wanting to talk to anybody, not wanting to talk to strangers, and I don't want to talk to people, I don't know how to sell anything. All of those excuses are gone completely. And they leave that workshop running, like leaving you in the dust. And all you're doing is collecting checks. That's it. I am literally looking for somebody. Literally. I'm absolutely literally looking for somebody. Out of this call, out of this training organization that we have, the training seminar company called Total Health, okay, that's this team that's on this phone right now. We are network marketers, part of a training organization that is teaching and developing people. No, we're not recruiting for anything. This is strictly, I am looking for people that want to take me up on this, who really, really want to master this as a professional, who want to increase their income by six figures this year. I am looking for that. And I will know who that person is based on how many people they bring to that seminar. That's how I know that. That's how I've always known it when I built my Salesforce inside of our company. When I built my Salesforce, I always knew based on how many new people they would bring to the seminar. And that's who I focus on, okay? This is your next step. This is your next step. That's what I'm looking for, is I'm looking for some apprentices. And I will know who you are based on results, not what you say. And so let this June, if you want the summer to be a hot summer, meaning hot as far as your paycheck goes, and not a time when your check takes a dive, but a time where things explode. There is a window of opportunity here to do that with this June event. Most people slack off during the summer. I am looking for a unique entrepreneur who is going to say, I'm going to work, and my sales force is going to go to work. Listen, my sales force exploded during the summer. Whenever, and this is what I would tell them, this is where everyone else wants to camp out and use excuses instead of getting results. The deal is this. There's a window of opportunity here, and it is this. No one else is working, so we will. We will. And we will reap a harvest that the rest of the slackers will not get. Why? Because they're slacking. They use the excuse, well, everyone's on vacation. Well, then find the ones who aren't. There's always people that are looking for an opportunity. That will never, ever cease. I've been doing this for 15 stinking years, man. Don't even try to argue with me on this one. I've had some of my greatest record-breaking months during the summer seasons. I've had some of my greatest growth spurts during the summer season. Why? Because everyone else is slacking. It is the opportunity to totally put your head down, focus, and make a massive, huge bang of a splash in your business through the summer months. How are you going to do that? Be in Tampa with brand new people. And if you do it, I want to talk to you. I absolutely want to talk to you. Let's talk about strategizing your summer and keeping your head down and your sales force's head down, and let's make that happen. Absolutely make that happen. In fact, I need to talk to my husband about this before I say this, but I'm thinking that I'm looking for this apprentice that, I'm serious, I want to create a brand spanking new story of a six-figure income earner. And if you already are, I want to create a story of you doubling and tripling your business by the end of the year. That's what I'm looking for, is someone to partner up with like that to make a huge story out of. That's exciting for me because that's what I live for. Okay, here's the deal. Let's open up the line for questions or comments. Hold on. Okay, we are all live. If you have any background noise, like, you know, washing machines, dishwashers, da-da-da-da-da, kids talking, TV on.
You are
on,
muted.
Please, *6, your line. Okay, if you're in a quiet place, you don't need to worry about it. The other thing I was going to ask you is that if you are muted and you have a question or comment, I won't be able to hear you. Okay, does anyone have a question or comment for me tonight?
Yes, Danny.
Who's this?
James from Wisconsin.
Hi, James from Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm just fine. I purchased your tapes, two of the CDs, and I'm going to get the other program. And you actually had me fired up for like the last 7 to 10 days.
Really?
Yeah, you did. I said, there's a lady with a good heart.
Oh, thank you.
What I wanted to ask you is, as far as the, stacking people, how do you figure out exactly how you can do that depending on what compensation plan?
James, I would call your.
I don't want to mention companies or anything.
No,
but,
we're not supposed to mention our company.
I wanted to actually maybe email you or call you.
Okay.
And find out, because I want to, you know, a lot of the stuff you're doing, my upline, I mean, hey, they're kind of old school, I say.
Uh-huh. All the more reason why you want to find out. Okay. Well, is it a binary? Is it a matrix? Is it a stair-step breakaway, unilevel? What?
That's what I need to find out. I'm thinking it's a breakaway. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Call your company and ask them what the name of their compensation plan is. And see, the only reason why you wouldn't want to do this as far as volume goes, and by the way, you guys can do this with recruiting also.
Well,
you can do this by telling people, hey, who do you know? I have got this guy. I'm looking for someone to place him with. You can do that with recruiting. You can do that with volume. There's two different ways you can use it. But if your compensation plan...
I will say this, though, Danny. I know for a fact that there's a certain organization within the company, and what they say, they build their organization deep.
Yeah. Call
and
that.
Then once they get a certain thing, then they start going wide.
Okay.
Because we, you know, there's no value. We kind of like sell a service, so there's like, we're not selling bottles.
I know
bottles
which one you're with.
Like
I know. You have a phone service?
No, not a phone service.
Okay.
We have that other
services?
Plan. I'm sure you know which one.
Are you legal services?
Yep.
Okay, I know what you are.
What compensation plan is that? I mean, that just goes to tell you, I should know that.
You should know that.
But I'd rather ask a dumb question
and
make a dumb mistake.
Salesforce, James. There are people that do what I just explained in your Salesforce. What you want to watch out for is that making sure that, see, in a lot of compensation plans, the new person can't make money until they reach a certain position. You have to qualify at a certain level before you get all of the benefits financially. And with that, this works beautifully when
okay.
you have this set up. Usually a unilevel, which I don't know if you guys are or not. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what your plan is. Like, for example, there's one other company that every time you sign somebody up with a kit, you made $100, no matter what position you were in the company. Well, stacking those people means you're giving away all your commissions for the month, and that's stupid.
Well, what they do is if you don't get your new recruit Fast Start qualified, you don't get any money until they get qualified.
Then you
at all.
You want to do what I taught tonight.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. Perfect.
All right.
Danny, this is Rebecca from California.
Hi.
Actually, I just wanted to ask you, when you said new people in Miami, how new were you talking about?
Brand new people. We're talking this month new people.
This month, new people.
Yeah. Rebecca, that is, and obviously if you have a sales force, Rebecca, then you want those people to be there because they will then leave you alone. If you know what I mean. You know, they need to be on there. I have no idea about you or your whatever. I'm just totally going for a straight gut feeling right now. But, Rebecca, when you bring your sales force to that seminar, yes, you will have an increase of sales. However, if you want a giant increase in sales, that's only going to come through the new people. Because let me tell you what new people have that old people don't have. They have a level of enthusiasm that old people don't have. They have eagerness that old people don't have. They have this fly by the seat of their pants. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm excited. Do you understand? That's what new people have. The old people have been in long enough to find excuses, been in long enough to find reasons why they can't work tonight. Are you with me?
Yes.
So a new person is 100,000 times easier to motivate than an old person is.
I agree.
So this is what I would do, Rebecca. This is absolutely what I would do. If you have an existing sales force already, I would go to them, and this is what I would say. I would say, I am going to Florida, and I am bringing, tell them your goal. This is how many new people I'm going to have there, and let me tell you what's going to happen to those new people. These new people are going to be the new poster children. They're going to be the ones making a whole lot of money really fast. I recommend you group, you do the very same thing. In fact, how many people are you going to bring? And you get them to make a commitment. Whenever you go and you get your one, you call them, hey, I got one. Did you get yours yet? Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I would do. The old, I would just tell them, you need to go here because I'm not going to be available anymore. You're going to learn from her, and I'm going to go to work.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. And I also wanted to mention my husband. I really appreciated what you shared with us on Las Vegas this past Saturday.
Oh, I know who you are.
Yes. And so
is your last name England?
We bought
Carol Bay.
Pardon?
And Carol.
And,
yes, and we got your CDs, actually, and they're just phenomenal. I mean, really making me do a totally turnaround.
This is awesome.
Magnificent.
This is awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, girl, and I can't wait to see you guys again. You and your husband really were very impressive to me.
We'll see it.
Awesome. Okay, anybody else with a question or a comment?
Yes, this is Christina, Danny.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I'm up to Josh and Christina. That was so cool. I was wondering, we are actually considering going door-to-door. It's at that point where we're just like, make it or break it. It's got to happen this month. So my husband's considering going door-to-door. Can you give us any advice, you know, ways to approach, things
sure,
to definitely
sure.
not to do?
Okay, whoever has that music in their background, can you *6 your line, please, because it's interrupting the call. You know what it is? Someone put me on hold.
Oh.
I'm on hold!
They're playing Sade in the background. Hey, they're singing about you, Danny. You're a smooth operator.
No. You guys are sweet. Okay, so your husband is thinking about going door-to-door. Do I know people who have done that? Yes, I do know people who have done that. It is very, very, very difficult. This is what I would recommend more so than going door-to-door. And here's why. If you guys have done that sort of thing before, I mean, real estate agents do it, insurance agents do it, Kirby vacuum cleaners do it. There is a certain breed of people who love abuse. I am not one of those people. And so if your husband is one of those kinds of guys, I mean, my children's godfather, he built the largest real estate company in the San Jose, Silicon Valley back in the 70s, going door-to-door and teaching 50 of his sales force to do the same thing. Why? Dude, he is a different breed of a person. He is not me. So if your husband is like my friend Jack, then I say go ahead and go for it. If you've got, you know, thick skin and, man, you can make that happen. But this is what I would recommend far over going door-to-door. What I would recommend is the two of you put 10 pennies in your pocket. You guys go out about your day, and you put it in your right pocket. Go about your day and just put yourself in malls. Put yourself in places where you do business, window shopping, whatever. Obviously, you're not going to spend a dime. And this is what I did when I was broke, by the way. This is part of how I came up with those applications I was talking about tonight, was from 10 pennies in my pocket and moving one penny to the next pocket every time I talked to somebody and got a phone number. So I'd be in Nordstrom's and I'd be just dreaming. Nordstrom's, right? Dreaming of what I would buy someday. And this is what I said, and this is what it was. I was choosing not to buy anything that day, but I was specifically looking for people that I would want to work with. And so I'd be at the jewelry counter, I'd be at this counter, that counter. I would form the person. I would find a need, and then I would then give the message. And if you don't know what that is yet, Christina?
Oh, I have your
go to my. Okay, you know what the form. Oh, I think you said that in your email. I know what the form is. No, that was Jill. Anyway, go to my website and do everything you can to find out all the information about prospecting and about form. My CDs, I mean, really will teach you professionally how to do that. I know what your financial situation is, so you need to go to my website. It's free. And go through all that stuff. And you want to form them, family, occupation, recreation, and message. And you want to get good at that with talking to people. And what you will find is that if you do the techniques that I teach, they will fall right into your hands. Where you'll say, you know, how long have you worked here? And you'll find me. And they'll say, you know, I don't want, you know, too long. A ding, ding, ding right there. they're a prospect. And so I wouldn't jump on that right then and there. I would just be quiet. And then eventually I'd say, you know what, Holly, you told me that you've been working. My company happens to be looking for some people right now. I don't know if you have the qualifications of the person that we're looking for, but why don't we go ahead, why don't we exchange phone numbers? We'll go through an interviewing process, and we'll just see whether or not it's a match. So the two of you got to put 10 pennies in your pocket. You go form people everywhere, window shop, take the kids to the park. Okay? Meet the moms. Form the moms. Find a need and then fill it with that technique I just gave you. On my site, you'll find some information. Guys, that was the third bell. I think we're done.
Okay.
We're going to be cut off. Somebody else is going to be doing a conference call, I think. All right. So, guys, thanks so much, and thanks so much for your questions and your comments.
Danny, will this be on the replay?
This will be replayed on my website within 24 hours.
Thank you so much. You're great.
All right. Bless you guys. Good night. Everyone say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.